Hello? Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, okay. Yep. Bye. In my ball? Bye.
Well, roots, you know.
Uh-huh.
However, it's a matter of trying to follow this issue right down the road.
Well, you should. You're going to win that one because you're right.
I think so.
Oh,
think
sure.
So.
Tell you why I was calling, though,
yeah.
George. I understand that a delegation from the chamber is appearing before council tonight.
That's right.
Have you studied the issue that you're coming about being the centralization of the tax collection department? I think the chamber has been led up a garden path, George, and I'm sorry to see it.
Well, I'm confident that we have studied enough to realize that this is just another removal, another withdrawal of services from the community.
There will be no withdrawal of services, George.
Well, this tax service will be withdrawn, or will be withdrawn or not?
Well, I would suggest to you, no. There will be no change in service.
Now, do you not consider paying one's tax bill here at the community of St. Boniface as being a service?
You will be able to pay one's tax bill at the community office. You will be able to get all your tax information from the community office.
Mm-hmm.
No, but
What is this going to mean? What is this transfer of this centralization mean?
It will mean greater control, and it will be computer fed back to the local office for people who wish it.
Uh-huh.
There will be a special number assigned for lawyers and real estate men that they can call direct to a downtown office. Rather than go through the local office, which, quite frankly, for those businesses, it's no hardship.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to remove any personnel from the St. Boniface office?
Yes, it will.
By how many?
At the present time, it will remove 7 personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 7 personnel, 2 of them were employees before 1971.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you start saying that you're losing your heritage, it's really not. Since the Unicity Act came into being, the tax duties have never been a responsibility of the community committees.
Mm-hmm.
Never been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the it will result in greater control and greater economies to the taxpayer without the loss of the local service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to try and persuade the chamber of what they should do or what they shouldn't.
I think perhaps what we looked at it at our meeting yesterday was that this being possibly an additional reduction of perhaps, as you say, not the service to the taxpayer, but at least the presence of our community committee. This linked to the district formation, the 5 districts that they're aiming at, which, in my opinion, seems to indicate that we will call them the 5 community districts. Community District 5, number 5 being St. Boniface, St. Vital, and then that district may be called Bonnie Vital. Then you'll have another district which will be downtown number 1 likely, and number 2, number 3, number 4, and I don't know how many districts
right.
there are.
I think, you know,
if that is the trend,
if you were looking at that issue, and I don't know what the province is going to do, George, I have no more idea than you, but if that was the issue, I don't think the presentation on that issue is connected with the tax office. As you know, Metro formerly had the majority of the control over the tax rolls. They made up, the former city of St. Boniface didn't even make up the tax rolls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I would certainly join in any fight to prevent the deterioration of the community as such.
Mm-hmm.
I would there, I would support that stand 100%. But I don't think that this is the grounds to do it. Certainly, there is nothing, no connection between the tax responsibilities and the 5 or 6 or whatever number of districts they're going to mention.
No, I agree that perhaps there isn't, but
no.
Then by the same token, you are indicating that there are going to be 5 fewer people employed at this St. Boniface Community Center.
That's right.
And by removing 5, and I don't know, here and there, you're now going to remove perhaps a communication clerk, and we'll end up by being extremely poor cousins to the city of Winnipeg, per se.
Well, there's certainly no plans to remove any community clerks that I'm aware of.
No.
Although we do have more community clerks than any of the other municipalities, frankly, or any of the other communities.
We have 3 employees, I believe, Ari.
Right, and most community committee offices are manned by 1 communications clerk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, that again is also a completely different question. And this is really a question of better control and greater efficiency. There are only 2 communities that weren't or that haven't been under the centralized tax office at the present time. One is St. James and the other one was St. Boniface.
You mentioned, John, that the chamber, of course, is going. This I know because I believe Eve Lord, the president who is heading the delegation, indicated that he was going to call the downtown office. But is the community committee, per se, as a group, not also going? I was led to believe by Morris Prince that the community committee might be going down.
Well, the resident advisors?
Resident advisors.
I think there will probably be a few of them.
Yeah. But and they're going. They're going on their own. I don't think they're necessarily going to support the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Now, what is their point? What is their opinion? They're closer to the issues than we are.
Well, I don't really know. I know that a small nucleus of them are, you know, have been behind this thing and really blown it all out of proportion in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
We did have quite a discussion on it at our community committee meeting on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
The community committee did not support Councillor Reese's resolution.
No, you mean the 4 councillors?
The 4 councillors.
I see.
We did not support
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
I think perhaps a large number of the resident advisors, once they took the time to get the facts, I'm not sure how they stand.
I am surprised that even at this date, because, you know, we're already 5 years into Unicity, and we've had undoubtedly indications of this tax. I've heard about the removal of the tax services as such, or the tax office or tax centralization on that aspect already a couple of years ago.
Oh, certainly.
And it is only now that it's coming to a head. This is to start around the 1st of March, is it not?
Well, it will start around the 1st of March, but it will take a year to complete it because it has to be done. In such a fashion.
Has it been done in any other community besides this one? Has it been
all of them?
All of them have been centralized. It's only St. Boniface left?
St. Boniface and St. James, and St. James has approved it.
I see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, like I say, it's the other issue. I'm not telling the chamber what to do, but it's unfortunate that before the chamber decided to make the delegation on this particular point, that they didn't consult the community committee and say, well, really, tell us the whole facts on what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's regrettable that you've only heard one side of the story,
mm-hmm.
and the one side is for nothing more than political reasons, and quite frankly, if you have seen the notice of motion, one would even have to question its integrity. certainly the very first whereas starts off as whereas all the 13 municipalities endorsed the provincial government's plan for Unicity. It's absolutely ridiculous. As you know, we never did in St. Boniface. None of them did except the city of Winnipeg. It was foisted upon.
That's right, yeah. But then again, I think on that aspect that was mentioned at the meeting, the city does not request the formation, or does not allow, the act does not allow the formation of the five districts. The act does nothing else but encourage the formation and the preservation of the community district, community concept.
Well, in the act, there is no reference at all to districts.
No. Therefore, is there any validity to going into the district before the act is changed? What brings about the acts, the districts?
On a district basis of going into the district, frankly, I've voted against them every time they have come up. I was strongly opposed to the centralization of our parks and recreation, our works and operations into the districts. I've opposed the amalgamation of the fire department, the police department. And those make sense to fight against, but not the sales or not the tax office, because we're not losing anything. And you know, it's up to the chamber to do what they feel they have to do, and no way am I going to try to direct the chamber. The only thing that I wish to point out was it's regrettable that they're doing this without consultation.
I'll try and find a way of getting a hold of Yves Lord before he goes down this evening to see just whether, you know, whether he's looking at it this way or whether he wants to make his presentation and then follow up as a result of the fallout. Undoubtedly, if his position is that far wrong, there are going to be reactions to it.
Well, not only that, I think it may even embarrass the chamber.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring to your attention.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, John, and I'll bring this to the attention of Yves Lord.
Okay, George.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.